Cancer breakthroughs, glacial flood risks, and farewells worth marking. The FDA approved a first-in-class targeted therapy for metastatic pancreatic cancer, a disease with a 5-year survival rate of approximately 3%. Pancreatic cancer has resisted treatment partly because it is rarely detected early and presents few molecular targets for drugs to exploit. Commenters, including oncologists and researchers, added context the mainstream coverage omitted. Targeted therapies that demonstrate efficacy in small subpopulations frequently illuminate pathways toward broader approaches, making the approval scientifically significant beyond its immediate patient population. A glacial lake outburst flood risk study from the Himalayas, originally from 2022, continued to surface and draw attention, a sign, commenters suggested, that policy responses have not kept pace with the underlying research. The study models worst-case flood scenarios in a transboundary basin crossing national borders. Glacial lake outburst floods can release billions of cubic meters of water within hours. Downstream communities in Himalayan valleys face limited warning time and inadequate evacuation infrastructure. A Farm Action report on Taylor Farms, a single company with extensive reach in the fresh produce supply chain, drew a parallel to technology consolidation. When something goes wrong at that scale, the consequences are national rather than regional. Actinide became the first startup to produce high-assay low-enriched uranium, HALEU, a milestone in the advanced nuclear sector, where domestic production capacity has been a bottleneck for next-generation reactor designs. An offline mapping app guided rescue workers through areas with no cellular signal using locally cached open street map data, illustrating a principle commenters found worth restating. The most important technology in a crisis is often the technology that requires nothing else to be working. The community also mourned two losses. Artist Yayoi Kusama, whose infinite mirror rooms and polka dot iconography became some of the most recognized contemporary art of the past half century. And actor Tim Curry, remembered warmly and specifically for a body of work that proved theatrical menace and genuine craft were not mutually exclusive.